Welcome to the John, Paul, and Mike Show. I'm your co-host, Paul Holmes, and with me today is the always handsome...
Founding Father.
Founding Father. Are we ever going to let that die, John?
Or... Oh, God, no.
No, you're wearing that now. That's,
and we
that's
have
a crest.
We have to spend time explaining to each new guest what that means.
No, you
So we can just extend it and keep it going. Like a bad joke.
We can just, it is a bad joke, but we could just like tell people, you just have to go back and listen to every single one of our podcasts.
Oh, there you go.
To find the first one. And maybe in the future we can have a contest. When was John Jurisic first referred to as a founding father on the John, Paul, and Mike Show?
That is an outstanding marketing campaign. Yeah. And that leads nicely. Segues into our guest, doesn't it?
It does. Before we do that, though, we made a beautiful video, and it's up on YouTube, and it's on our channel, youtube.com/John, Paul, and Mike. And since nobody sends us money in brown envelopes or anything like that, the one thing we're going to ask our listeners to do is go to our channel and subscribe. And if we get enough subscribers, we're going to do more cool videos, right, John?
Yeah, we will. But beautiful video? I don't think so. I've seen it.
It might be funny. It might be entertaining. Wasn't funny.
It might be unique, yeah. But beautiful. Yeah. No.
Fair enough. But there was a beautiful background behind us.
Beautiful background, yeah. That's right.
Because we're here in Victoria. And speaking of Victoria, where else in Canada, you know, does the top brass of an amazing growing company bike to work? Other than here at usedeverywhere.com. How's that for a second? Was that good?
Oh,
wow.
Outstanding.
And you think I was a career.
And I just thought you were
here.
Just yeah. A really handsome, beautiful founding father friend.
Enough. So joining us here today, rolling her eyes, I'm sure, if not physically.
Already leaving.
Metaphorically, yeah. Is Lacey Sheardown, who is the director of marketing at usedeverywhere.com. A lot of people in Victoria will know the brand usedvictoria.com. And of course, that is one of the flagship brands of usedeverywhere.com. So welcome, Lacey, to the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, it's, we've known each other for a long time, I guess, back from your days at tourism. And this is quite a change. Just for the Victoria listeners, because I think most of our listeners are still in Victoria. We talk about a Victoria stuff. What's the big picture on this company? Cause I know I've been, you know, had the veil lifted a little bit here. And know that there's a pretty amazing operation here. So, give us the snapshot of usedeverywhere.com.
Yeah, thank you. Well, usedeverywhere.com, we are really an international company headquartered here in Victoria. We have over 80 used sites here in Canada, some in the UK, and then just a couple little ones in the US. And most people here, obviously, like you said, know usedvictoria.com. And in Victoria, obviously, people refer to it as used Vic mm-hmm. or just used. We know what that means. It's part of the culture here. So here in Victoria, it really is. We have more people coming to the site than live in Victoria.
So I have to admit, I just didn't know that it was actually the headquarters mm-hmm. of the global operations.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. It's here in Victoria. It's one of these, you know, John and I talk about this a lot. These, you know, sort of, if you will, basement, although this is not a basement, this is a beautiful office, but basement
with a lot
you
of
know,
people
world leaders in their industry. Basement industry leaders is what I've called it before, just because it spells a word. You know, it's really cool and it's really amazing. So we had a little conversation before we started today. Now, John, we needed a new couch recently, but we're also broke. So we went on Used Victoria.
So you stole one?
We stole. Yeah, we saw the free sign at the side of the road. No, so we went on Used Victoria, and actually, to be correct, my wife went on Used Victoria, usedvictoria.com, and she found a couch, a matching couch and love seat for $1. And, we went and checked it out. It's all we had to do was go pick it up. We picked it up. It wasn't too bad. It's not maybe one you want to sleep on, but it was in good shape. There's no stains, anything like that. And actually, funny story is, I forgot to bring the dollar. So I was wrestling around looking for change, and I managed to come up with 75 cents. So I actually talked him down. I figure I got a couch for 40 cents and the love seat for 35. So what have you bought on Used Victoria recently, John?
Nothing. And that's not because I don't want to or have no inclination to. We joke about this founding father thing. Mm-hmm. For our regular listeners, they know that I'm generally older than most of the
people. Do we have regular listeners?
And we do.
Okay.
And for my demographic, we used to go to class fights.
Yeah.
And that's where you would get this sort of thing.
Yeah.
There's an entire generation, multiple generations that don't do that. And newspapers bemoan the fact that their class fights are going out of, you know, they're not providing the revenue they used to.
Right.
Well, that is not going away, as your example illustrated.
What's changed?
It's gone somewhere else.
Yeah.
So, Lacey, what? Perhaps talk more.
Well, I'd like to interject on that point because while I agree with you in principle, and Lacey, maybe you can address this. If you were to take every advertisement that people post on Used Victoria and stuff that into a newspaper, how many pages thick would that newspaper be?
Well, at any given time, we usually have around 90,000 classified listings on usedvictoria.com.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't fit.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
So it's a very different proposition than even just replacing, you know, the newspaper advertising of old. It kind of replaces a whole lot of things, really.
So tell us perhaps a little bit about the beginnings of the company. Where did it come from? The sort of technological, sociological changes that have allowed you guys to become global leaders in this field.
Yeah, absolutely. So the company was originally started in 2003 in Vancouver by a fellow over there, and the goal was to keep useful items out of the landfill because so many people will discard these things. Like you see it in Victoria. We see the odd, you know, couches out on the side of the road usually when the...
With the free sign?
Yeah, with the free sign. So we're sort of the better alternative to that. It doesn't get rained on, doesn't get ruined. And, you know, then you can go buy it for 75 cents.
75 cents, yeah.
Which, by the way, I want to say I saw the whole story unfold on Twitter. Your wife was on social media talking about this, and we were back and forthing on Twitter.
My wife chats with everybody. She actually had a conversation with William Shatner the other day on Twitter.
Really?
No. Yeah, so...
Don't ever delete those. There's no secrets anymore.
No.
Anyway, so yeah, we started in Vancouver, and then they established a few other sites, which included Used Victoria and Used Ottawa. And Used Victoria quickly just overtook the Vancouver traffic because at the time, we were the first to market. There was no Craigslist here. People weren't using Kijiji. It just happened at the right time. And those who've been living in Victoria will remember, or for a while, will remember the signs. Mm-hmm. Remember the posters
that were just
all they said was just usedvictoria.com, and everyone was sort of like, what is that?
Yeah.
And then you went to the site and you found out it became a real, you know, part of our community. And
well, that was a time when you saw a website address on a sign somewhere. It was weird.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
so you're like, oh, this is on the internets. I need to go and look at this and see what this is because you know,
on the internet.
Of course, now, there's signs everywhere. And so it's questionable whether such a marketing campaign would work in this day and age. But timing-wise was beautiful for the launch of Used Victoria.
Yeah, we absolutely hit the market at the right time. And I think the right type of community, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about the mix here, the right amount of people. It's not too large of a market. Like, we've tried to go back to Vancouver the last couple years and make an impact there. And it's a large market. And you have to have a lot of money to get past the clutter. Because now those, you know, usedvancouver.com on a side of a pole isn't going to work. No one reads that anymore. So
I guess in some sense it's developing a critical mass too, right? Because you know, my sister right now is trying to rent our basement suite in our house, and she's listed the first place she lists is Used Victoria because of course that's where people are looking. But I told her, I said, well, don't ignore Kijiji and Craigslist because a lot of the people that might be looking might be moving here and might not know that in Victoria, everyone looks on Used Victoria, right? And so she's actually had inquiries, but not a single inquiry ever has come from, like a local person coming from Kijiji.
It's funny. We hear time and time again, newcomers to Victoria, when they say, oh, we use Victoria, they always have this story of like, I came from Vancouver, I came from Toronto. Yeah. They come here and the locals tell them, no, we don't use Craigslist, we don't use Kijiji.
Yeah.
This is what we use.
Yeah.
So it was interesting. And when I first came in just over a year ago and wanted to rebrand, that's what we changed the tagline to, is locals buy and sell here.
Wow.
Because they really do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So if there's upwards of 90,000 items, which would have made the equivalent of, I don't know, 20 pages of classified, what else is on that wasn't in the past? Like, what is actually, what is comprised within those 90,000 items? Is it just stuff for sale?
No, and that's...
Are there a bunch of other things in there?
Yeah, I think that's the big difference between us and, you know, print classified, because it's free. So you can list things that are smaller items that you don't have to pay for to put online, because you're not going to, you know, you're not going to pay $5 to list your coffee mug on usevictoria.com. It's free. And then we also have a really popular free section. So it's crazy. It's like winning the lottery. With this tab, you go on it, and the hardcore people, I used to be one of them, I'll sit there and hit refresh for the new items to come up, and then you got to jump on it right away, and it's winning the lottery to get that item. Yeah, our free sections, really, it's a fun place to hang out.
See, I didn't know any of this.
Yeah, it's really fun. Like, you can find, like, beautiful buffets. I've got a beautiful old stereo cabinet that we got that was brought over from Germany after the war that's in my dining room, was for free.
Well, and Lacey's the master, of course, because she's got the inside track.
There's no trick.
I got to tell you, John, and you were at social media camp, and of course, usedeverywhere.com set up the usedeverywhere.com lounge, which was fabulous. It was cool working with you guys. But most of the items that were in there were things that they sourced from usedeverywhere.com.
No kidding. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so one of the fun little things that they came up with was they got a whole bunch of old typewriters, and then people could type their tweets. Did you do that when you were there?
Yeah, that was our tweet.
We
wanted people to type the note and then take a picture of what they had typed and then tweet it out. And
which is actually how I use Twitter now. Like, that's the only way I use Twitter, right?
You have a typewriter at home. Okay, so there's you don't pay.
No.
You list, there's all these items, they're free items. What's the business model for your company? Is
like, how
is
are we making
volume?
Money off all this? Yeah. So we're making money off of the display advertising. So it's not off our users.
Okay.
So it's free to list your ad, and then we've got an awesome sales team sitting right behind us there.
Right.
And they work with local companies to sell display advertising so that they can then reach our mass audience.
Can people upgrade their ads though?
They can.
Okay.
Yep.
So you make a little bit of revenue off of that.
Absolutely.
As well.
So if you want, you know, if it's really important to you that your couch ad stays at the top, you can pay, I think, you know, $10 or whatever, and it's up
there. I imagine in the real estate sort of realm and sort of higher ticket items, people are willing to put some money out for that.
So there are real estate ads on this as well.
Oh yeah. Real estate and cars.
Yeah.
Real estate agents love it, and car dealers love it.
So even though Paul professes to be a young man, there are instances when when in fact I can prove that he's not that young. And this is one of them. Him and I both, a long time ago in the 90s, were early involvement in Viatech and the technology industry in Victoria, and promoting tech companies. Both Paul and I owned companies in the 2000s. So when one hears about usedeverywhere.com,
usedeverywhere.com. That's some use everything. That's something different.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Don't click on that.
No.
And so,
not safe for work.
Really, what this is a technology company. I mean, for this to really work, for the business model to work, the technology's got to be seamless.
Yep.
You need to, I suppose, have enormous analytics in terms of how many people are clicking, all that sort of stuff. As marketing manager, is that something, therefore, you're actually really got to get the technology and how people interact with websites?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right?
It's all about the user and trying to increase page views and getting them to come back to the site again and enhancing the user experience. So we're in Google Analytics all the time.
Right.
the time, checking it out, working with our dev team. So we've got the dev team here in-house. We've got 5 of them. We're looking for 2 more right now. That's my little plug.
Okay.
Debs, you want to come work at a really cool company and play foosball all the time? That's us.
I'll make sure I add that in there.
I know
1 or 2.
Awesome. But yeah, it was a real transition from tourism to this as well, because tourism is more about the user experience in the destination. This is the user experience online, and everything we do has to be scalable. So it's a lot, you know, when we have 80 sites, it's fascinating. We started out on a test site, and then we move it to, you know, one market that we'll pick as the market that's going to do the testing, and often that's Use PEI. So we've kind of bookend the country. Use PEI is a really popular site as well. And that's where we'll do a lot of the testing.
So you have actually 80 storefronts, so to speak, across the world.
Yeah.
Across Canada, right?
Well, Canada and then the UK.
And the UK, yeah.
Yeah.
And
all managed from here.
Yep.
In Victoria.
You got it.
And you've got
what a secret that is.
Well, and it's interesting.
Usecret.com. Oh, that's another site you don't want to click.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, it's interesting. We talk about different markets, and I think what's kind of separates you and, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what kind of separates you from Craigslist and Kijiji is that there are a real community forms around your site. And when there's, you know, people get excited, like the free section, for example, right? About what's going on Use Victoria. And so in some markets, Victoria being obviously a big example, and I know there's a few really great success stories in the UK as well. Maybe you could tell us about 1 or 2 of those. What's the special sauce? Is that your job to try to figure out what the special sauce is?
Well, yeah, the special sauce is different in each market. It's interesting. So in our key markets in Canada, which we would call, say, or Victoria, PEI, and Ottawa, and Regina as well. But in Ottawa and PEI, we actually have community coordinators on the ground there.
Yeah.
So we have staff.
Okay.
And they're going to community events. They help with our #UsedHelps program. So we look for people on our site to help, whether it's an organized charity or whether it's a mom who puts on our site, you know, wanted, looking for a bunk bed, I'm a single mom, whatever the story may be, we'll look into it, make sure it's legitimate, and then our community coordinator reaches out.
Are these a little bit like, could they be a... the equivalent of customer service representatives that are helping.
They're part of my marketing team.
And their main function is, you know, like an on-site activations. They'll go to events. Like we did at Social Media Camp. Mm-hmm. If we had something like that in PEI, they'd be the ones. Like they're going to an old home week soon and they set up a booth and kind of do the lounge thing. And they're the ones. They're the face of the company in those communities.
Community manager. You should look that up, John. That's a real job now.
Yeah, and of course, it's online and offline. So they're also representing us on all our social media channels. And this is something very unique to us as a brand. And sometimes it's a blessing, sometimes it's a curse. But we have, I think, now 8 Facebook pages, 9 Twitter accounts. Mm-hmm. And these are all run by people in those local communities. So it's a lot to manage. But it makes us authentic and real and really part of those communities. Like, we are hyper-local, and we truly are.
Tell us about the UK. What's working really well in
the UK? The UK, I wish we could replicate it. We don't know, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. They flipped a switch many years ago, and it just took off.
Yeah.
It's in the Midlands. There's a few different sites. Use Birmingham. I'm trying to say it with the accent. Birmingham, you don't pass the H.
I lived in Nottingham for a couple
of
years.
Did you? Yeah.
About 85 years ago. Do we have used Nottingham?
And this is the horrible thing. We don't pay that much attention to it. We now have a Facebook page and a Twitter page that we can at least interact with them. We get calls from them to our moderation team, which I haven't even mentioned. We have a moderation team that's available like 24/7. And they're across the country in different time zones. So that if people need help, we're here for them.
By the way, that's if somebody... is there a link on site for customer service support that would go to the moderation team?
Yep.
I think in terms of online retail stores, online business presences, to have that immediate capacity to talk to someone is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons I will gravitate towards the web, because I know someone will serve me right away.
Yeah. I have a friend in Edmonton. He owns a vintage audio store, and I'll call him a friend. We've actually met through social media and used. He stopped using a certain site that will go unnamed because he was sick of getting, they would delete his ads because he had duplicates or he was doing something wrong, and they wouldn't ever tell him why. It was just like his ad would disappear. Then he came to us, discovered us, and was like, hey, there's actually people on the other end of this phone or the computer who are willing to help me. So he's amazing and has become like this little champion for us in Edmonton. Yeah. Like he now promotes Used Edmonton. All of the audio guys in Edmonton buy and sell only on UsedEdmonton.com. Even though the other site that she'll go unnamed is the dominant site in that market. Well,
And that's, I think, we see that a lot now. And sometimes they're community managers that are paid. And sometimes they're just champions, for a brand, that just really love the brand. And, or in some cases are motivated because they really dislike the alternative.
The other
brand.
And he was a little of both. Like he's a huge fan now. Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. And you see that a lot. I'm going to tell Catherine now that she can refer to William Shatner as her friend because they had a conversation on Twitter as well. Yeah.
So
we continue to talk.
So we've referenced community manager. We've referenced moderator. Without putting you on the spot, so I'll do a little preamble here. New terms, new jobs, new words coming up that likely you're familiar with, a whole generation are familiar with. Are there any others that are unique and different that you would say to me and I'd go, oh, geez, I don't know what you're talking about, yet it's a very common type of thing.
Because he's an old man.
Because he's a
founding father.
I love it.
We're both founding fathers of the John Paul and Mike show, though.
Yes, that's right.
Gosh, around here, I'm trying to think of anything else that you might not have heard of.
How about you, Paul? Do you have any sort of, being, of course, social media global expert?
You know, the term is pivot. That was the last term, you know, to pivot when your business is going in one direction and it's not working. And so you pivot.
It sounds very elegant. Okay.
It's kind of a, yeah. Actually, well, you know what? That might be kind of a 2013 word now.
Oh, really? A 2013 word.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if some terms come to mind, then we should.
Well, the one that I was telling you about before that you might be alluding to is the conscious consumerism.
Yeah. Tell us what that is.
Well,
what does that mean?
It, we were trying to think of a way to describe why and how people use our site. You know, and we were like, it's consumerism, but with a conscious. You're doing it on purpose. It's not like mass retail consumerism where you walk in a mall and things are bombarding you and you impulse buy.
Right.
When you think of used first, you're saving money. You're stopping something from being produced. So you're not adding to this economy of stuff.
Right.
You know, it's good for the environment. It's purposeful.
Well, so
conscious. That's cool.
Yeah.
That really fits a very much a new economy vision and genre and feel.
Speaking of shopping, then I wonder if you have a sense from amongst your users or even amongst, you know, looking through your stats, if you got a sense of how many people go to the site looking for a thing versus the number of people that go to the site to browse.
You know, it's interesting. There's a little bit of both. So every month on our blog, we'll do a what to sell. Yeah. In whatever month, because we can look at the stats for what people are searching for. So in each of our key markets, we'll put down the interesting things that they search for. And last year, we did a really interesting roundup of 2013. What were the biggest searches?
Yeah.
And each market's different.
Miley Cyrus. No.
So what do you think it was in Victoria?
Okay. Let's
think
this
2013. Search thing in Victoria?
Bicycles.
Nope. It's a brand. I'll give you a hint.
Oh, it's a brand. Oh,
it's a brand.
It's a brand.
Oh, wow.
It's a company name.
A company name.
Mm-hmm. Brand name.
Oh, geez, Victoria, Birkenstocks.
No,
I was going to say flowers, bikes, related to the quality of life. What is it?
No, it's IKEA.
Interesting.
That famous, like that problem we have over here, everyone wants an IKEA on the island.
Sure,
IKEA products are like gold on the island because we don't have an IKEA. So they have really great upsell value on Use Victoria.
Right.
You'll get more for an IKEA dresser here than you would say in Vancouver because someone can just go buy it.
Is your desk IKEA, by the way?
It is.
Used IKEA.
Well, now they may have got that new, but the table we're sitting on right now, I just got last night.
This
off,
is beautiful.
Off the site on Use Victoria from
that's
someone.
Really neat.
You have a sideline where you kind of just bring furniture in, show off to the guests that come in, and then mark it up a little bit.
Try to put the price tags on it. Yeah. Well, the nice thing is the furniture we put in the office too will use at things like social media. Yeah. When we set up a lounge, so we know that we can.
But it's consistent with your fashion style and the coloring.
Yeah.
Sort of.
This is beautiful. And Did they come as a set?
No, I already had that.
Did you paint them? Or?
No. Wow. That, you know what? That's from the Junction, which is a secondhand store on the Fort and Fowl Bay Junction there, I think it is. And they take used pieces of furniture and then upcycle and redo them. Oh. And they list all their stuff on our site. Oh, so I found it because on our site.
Okay, so we've clearly gone from where so-called classified business used to be to where it is now. I'm just tickled pink and honored that we actually have a global leader in this industry.
We have many, but nobody, you know, well, I shouldn't say nobody. I think people in Victoria underappreciate the fact that, because Used Victoria is such a big brand here. People think of it as Used Victoria.
Yeah.
And so they, so they often, I don't think, realize that this is actually a massive kind of multinational operation.
Well, we're going to help change that opinion. So, go ahead.
Yeah, and if I might say, one thing, you know, people don't realize that we are a player against the big two.
Yeah.
Against Kijiji. No, yeah. Who is, owned by eBay. People don't realize that. They don't. They think it's a Canadian company. It is most certainly not.
Right.
So we are Canadian owned and operated. Yeah, yeah. And then Craigslist as well, another American company. So we're holding our own against these two huge companies, which I think is the real story. Like, I think it's amazing that this office of under 20 people
is competing globally against these international companies.
Yeah.
So we did past, present. Give us a sense, where is this going in the future?
Well, I don't want to give too many secrets.
Is it going where we've been told everything's going? Is it all going to be mobile? Tell us.
Well, yeah, we rolled out a mobile site, gosh, how long ago has that been now? Maybe 6 months ago now. Okay. So when you go to our site, you no longer have to pinch and zoom on our site, which is great. So we've got a mobile site.
Is that on all of the... Has that been rolled out
everywhere?
Now?
Oh, yep. Okay. Yep. Absolutely. We'll keep adding new features. One of the things that we hear, and let all your users know, we hear them loud and clear, the search on our site needs to improve, and it is improving. Because what happens right now is if you search for, say, table, because I just was looking for a table, I'll get RVs coming up in the listing because, of course, RVs have tables and it's in the search. Our search is a little too good.
Okay.
You get too many results. So we're tightening up the search, which will make it much easier, especially when it comes to searching for cars and searching for real estate. Those things will now have attributes where you can drop down and, like, people have proper defined attributes to search, which is going to make it, like, way easier to use. But we're continually...
You get some apps?
On new projects. We do, but they're old.
Are they?
And we haven't really redone them yet. Like the branding.
Is that on the list?
Not yet. First search.
Yep.
Then we're going to be working on categories. That's another thing that needs to be revamped.
Okay.
So for example, right now, if you went to go look for like a Nintendo game, like a software game, it's a bit awkward to get there. There's certain areas where we're like, we need some improvements. And this is all user, all the feedback that comes from users. So that kind of stuff. Big changes in the future. I want to see, and I don't know if I shouldn't give this away, but I want to see more integration from our blog. So usedeverywhere.com is our corporate site.
Yeah.
And that's where we have our blog. We've got really great content about user tips, things on how to upcycle things. One of our interns, he makes things out of pallets, and we've got videos on there.
Oh, wow.
But I want to integrate that content into the city sites.
Right. And and I guess social is happening a fair bit as well.
Yeah.
You've got some hashtags that people use regularly.
Yep.
Do you want to tell us about those?
Yeah, so the big one is the used helps.
Used helps.
And we use that across everything. So it's part of our program with our community coordinators when they're helping someone in the community. We also say used helps because you save money. Like this table we're sitting at would probably retail for over $500.
Wow.
And we got it for $100, right? It was already painted in my favorite colors. So that's one of the big ones. And then there was
John's favorite color.
The Tiffany blue, I'm sure.
Almost wore that color shirt today.
And then one of the hashtags that I try to get off the ground, and haven't put a lot of effort behind it, but everyone who hears the story seems to enjoy it. So I had just started here, and I was driving home out in Langford, and one of my neighbors had a pile of free stuff at the bottom of her driveway, and I looked at it, and I thought to myself, should have used Victoria. And as soon as I said it, I went, hashtag should have used Victoria. Pulled the car over, snapped a picture, hashtagged it with should have used Victoria.
Oh, nice.
And then like a few of us and across the country, every time we'd see this free stuff on the side of the road, we'll stop and take a picture because if they put it on our site, A, you're not driving your neighbors nuts. Mm-hmm. B, it's not getting rained on or vandalized.
Yeah.
And C, it's going to someone who needs it. Like it just makes perfect sense. So
okay. Yeah. That's cool. So I'm going to check out both of those hashtags.
Please.
Sorry, did you have something you wanted to say?
Well, A piece of this, I've asked you about the business model. Mm-hmm. I've asked you about the industry. And lately I've been noticing that there are ways in which businesses can use their own phones, and if they add a little square technology device at the top of them, you can actually take Visa cards, etc. So how does the transfer of cash happen between clients mm-hmm. online? Mm-hmm. Are you involved with that? And does this will that enhance your business, the fact that people can use their credit card right literally at the end of the street?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's something that we are keeping a really close eye on, because right now the model is a little bit old-fashioned. We want users to meet each other face-to-face and exchange cash. We tell people never, ever wire money ahead of time, never put a deposit down. You need to meet, see the item, exchange cash. However, like you said, soon technology will be the way that they can pay with their cell phones, which I think is going to revolutionize I'm so excited for it.
This whole notion of used something will explode, I sense.
I think so too.
Because then, I guess sending cash ahead of time has enormous risk.
Yeah, don't do that ever.
Enormous risk. Mm-hmm. And I think that little device is called
Squared. That's what you do on eBay, right? On eBay, you send the cash, and when mm-hmm. you send the cash, they'll ship the product, hopefully, right?
Yeah.
And eBay, as a result, has a massive staff whose job it is to crack down on fraudsters, right?
And so are you familiar, Paul, with what the name of that device is? Squared something?
Squared? Yeah, they're Square, yeah.
Yeah.
And lately, I noticed out of Nanaimo, I believe Sash Angus, Economic Development Officer up there, became one of the first Canadian communities to be a Squared community. Is that related?
I'm not sure.
You're related? Okay, well, okay, maybe
that's,
we'll get
that's another
that
episode.
Is.
We should get Sash on the show.
Yeah. Okay, so that's great. So you're therefore preparing for that eventuality.
I can't wait for that eventuality. I wish we could develop the technology and do it now, because wouldn't it be amazing to be able to, like, you know, bump cell phones or something and be able to pay for that item that you bought door-to-door.
We're baby steps away from that
right now.
Yeah.
So.
Right now you can pull up into the Tim Hortons or the Starbucks and scan your phone. So, you know, how far are we away from me being able to give you $5 by, you know, bumping each other's phone?
Yeah.
That'd be phenomenal.
Yeah.
I guess the other thing is escrow. So for bigger ticket items and stuff, do you guys get involved in the escrow if there's, like, people in, you know, sort of need a third party to make sure that the goods get transferred properly? Or,
no, we're not no, really. Kinda, yeah, it's totally really up to our users. We have a lot of, you know, a lot of tips on our site. We just recently did a big rejig of our safety tips because there was some incidents with some other sites that I shall not name. We've been really lucky that we haven't had any.
Yeah.
So how do you mean, Paul, escrow, like buying houses or expensive vehicles, that sort of thing?
I mean, the big thing with escrow is when people are in different cities, and maybe that's where this model doesn't really need it. But if I have some very expensive device that, say, I want to ship to you, John, and you're in Toronto, and you're going to pay me $20,000 for it. Are you going to send me $20,000 cash and hope that you get it through an escrow service? You would send this trusted third party, often a lawyer or something like that.
But it would sound like that's not entirely your model.
No, not us at all. We're hyper local.
We would
discourage that.
Yeah.
Because we want you more than anything to go meet that person.
Yeah.
And if they won't meet you,
so that would be a used
alarm bell should be going off.
That would be
a
usedToronto.com.
That's right. We do have usedToronto.com. We work with Metroland community newspapers out there on that.
But I guess the idea is Toronto people are selling to other Toronto people. Victoria people are selling to other Victoria people, which actually makes a lot of sense when you think about it. Uh-huh. If you want to find some rare piece of art or antique you can't find very many places, then you go onto your eBay and you hunt it down. But if you want to find a new couch, you don't order it on eBay from, you know, Seattle or Toronto or something, right? I have a fun question, I think. Can you give me a couple of items that actually sell very well that you would have guessed would not sell very well when you first started?
Oh, let me think. Because I know from my own user experience what I buy and sell.
What are the things
on there? Because I'm all about the furniture. That's me. I love my whole house is decorated from here. So I know that sells very well. Gosh, what sells really? The you know what I think is weird? Because I'm really into clothes. So yeah. I find used clothing kind of weird. Mm. There's a whole group of hardcore people that are into like vintage clothing and kind of retro.
Yeah.
They love that where I'm not just not snobby, but I like my new clothes. Like I save money on furniture and then I spend it on clothing.
Okay, how about this? So far we've really only talked about tangible items. How about intangible items like services?
Can you
buy legal services?
Yes.
Can you buy accounting services?
Yes. Our job section is huge. Actually, just I got a
and
ride.
Jobs.
I got a ride in the other day from my Hyundai service dealer. The guy driving the minivan. I always mention I work here, and he turns around and he says, "I love usedvictoria.com. I got my job off the site, his dream retirement job. So now he drives a shuttle bus and loves it and let me tweet a picture." And so people get their jobs off the site. My husband just applied for a job on the site too. And it's great for, small businesses to advertise what they have. So we actually have a local links program is what we call it. And it's sort of the step of just before buying display advertising. So we work with them, with our community coordinators, to help them utilize our system to advertise their business for free. So if you've got, any kind of business, whether you're looking for staff, you could put your ad on our site for free. Mm-hmm. Whether you've got a service, you can put your service on our site for free because there's a service category. Or whether you have tangible items, you can advertise those items. And it's really great for the smaller businesses that don't have a website for their inventory. They can use our site to manage their inventory,
right? That's huge. I think people wouldn't have thought of that at all.
Well, there's sellers lists too, right? So if you set up a profile, and let's say it's Lacey's Store, I could have Lacey's Store and you click on my name and you'll see all of my items. The other thing that we have that's cool that I always forget to mention, it hasn't taken off yet and I'd love it to, we've got the capability for hashtags within our site. So when we've helped charities, like we've done virtual garage sales, we'll tag it with a hashtag around that charity name so that other people can hashtag their items with that charity name. And then all you have to do is click on the hashtag, just like you would on any other social media site, and everyone who's tagged their item with that hashtag, it comes up in a list.
Yeah, right.
So we're all working together to raise money for, like, it was Tour to Rock when we did it.
Yeah.
We had
which kills keywords.
Yeah.
Especially in something like this where you're not going to get spammed by weird tweets or something.
Yeah. So
that's amazing.
Yet again.
Yeah.
That's something the other sites don't have, but I think it's
technology.
Pretty cool.
Technology. Yeah. Hey, It's been awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Beyond awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Is there a word for that?
There's
got to be a new word.
You know, I think
awesome sauce. I don't know.
I was thinking, John. You know how there's a services section on Used Victoria.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking maybe you could market your founding father service.
I could become a founding father for literally
whatever.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, the founding father is coming.
If you're looking for a founding father. service, then by all means contact John Jurassic.
I'll do that right away, Paul. coming from a chamber background, the both of us, and with so many chamber members being small businesses, and so many, at least from my perspective, not understanding the enormous capacity that this site could do for their business.
Yeah.
I think it's great. They could market, they could sell, it becomes a store. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's great, Lacey. Thank you so much for letting us know.
Give us your social contacts and your Facebooks and your websites and everything else so that people...
Just for Victoria.
All 87.
We'll put some music in the background.
The credits are rolling. I'm still talking.
We've gone. We've left for lunch.
We're going to have to come back.
I think so. The best way to get through to us, especially if you're in Victoria, is just usedvictoria.com. And then we do have a Facebook page, which is just usedvictoria. Our Twitter handle here is @usedvictoria. It's pretty simple.
All right.
We also do have a LinkedIn page if people want to follow us there. That's something that I want to get that company page going a little more so you can kind of keep an eye on what we're up to corporately there.
Yeah.
It's a little different than what goes on.
Some changes.
Just in, Yeah.
Happening. Yeah.
Yep. What else we've got? We've got everything. Pinterest.
Really?
Pinterest and used everywhere.com were like match made in heaven.
Of course.
Because we didn't have to like fit our brand into that model. It is our model. Like you're sitting at a sort of DIY
and
you don't
have to post, you know, like Instagram or whatever. You wouldn't have to post. You're just posting the articles, right?
We post beautiful things on our site. We'll take things on our site and take other people's Pinterest projects and say, hey, you could take this table and make it look like this.
Wow.
You could take this and do that.
Oh, that's so cool.
I think so. Yeah.
Well, I'm soon going to just explode from excitement.
Are you a pinner?
No, but my wife is.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never
been on the site. I don't know how essentially.
I have a Pinterest profile. Most of my Pinterest posts are just kittens and puppies.
That works.
Yeah.
I see.
So it's kind of, I focus very narrowly on that. Yeah.
Lacey, thank you.
This has been
a eye-opener for me, and whatever John, Paul, and Mike can do to help promote this amazing platform will do. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you. And if you enjoy the John, Paul, and Mike show, please follow us on Twitter at John, Paul, and Mike, M-I-C. And find us on Facebook, facebook.com/John, Paul, and Mike. And John is also accepting envelopes of cash as well.
Yeah, but I've been doing that for most of my life, okay. So that's nothing new.
Thanks very much.